In the four games prior to tonight, the Marlies outscored the Moose 20-6, and tonight you came out and outshot them 11-0 in the first, and were with them the whole game. How did you see tonight in contrast to the past games against the Marlies?
I thought our first period was real strong. I thought we needed to manage the puck really well in all three zones. I thought our possession was strong. We made smart decisions with and without the puck. That was obviously a focus of ours going into this game. We know Toronto's a good team. I thought the second period was a false sense of where we actually sat. I thought we played outside our limitations. Some habits creep back. We're turning over pucks against a very dangerous team. And all of a sudden they get momentum back on their side. Third period, again, a little bit better with regards to not being careless with the puck, but now you're chasing the game, so you're a little bit out of your structure. So you can't give teams like that an opportunity. You got to make sure you hang in the game, make sure you got to stick around and again wait for your chances. And when you have your chances, you have to capitalize. And I thought we didn't do that enough tonight.
Of the three goals that the team gave up, one's an empty netter, another's a complete screen that Comrie has no shot on. So he lets in one goal that he sees. Is this about as solid as a rookie goaltender can play in this league?
Yeah, you know, I wouldn't have the stats all across from, you know, obviously from every year in the American League. I know Connor Hellebuck was a real good first-year goalie. You know, we've had guys come through. Obviously, Eric is playing excellent hockey. He gives us a chance to win the game every time he's in the net, and that's all you can ask out of a goaltender, especially for a player in his first year that is jumping in with both feet here, playing every single minute. So I thought Eric was as he's been every single game. He was real strong for us.
And for goaltender, we're also taking into consideration he's 20 out of the WHL, right? He's not 21, 22 coming to college or, you know, early, mid-20s out of Europe either.
Yep, again, obviously, you know, the age difference, a player coming out of college compared to a first-year guy at a junior, yes, there's an age difference there, but he's played a lot of hockey. He's played at obviously a high caliber with World Juniors, and he played a lot of games for Tri-City, so we like where his game's at right now, obviously.
The score won't flatter the team, but it didn't seem like it seemed like ice was at a premium out there all period, even with the momentum swings. You guys had 11-0 head shots, you know, they took it to you later on, but it seemed like there was a fight for every inch of ice. No one really had any crazy chances, really.
Well, I thought there was, you know, we had a couple chances, some grade A chances. I thought we gave up some ourselves back and forth, but again, when you look at trying to win hockey games and understanding how you have to play a top team, the number one team in this league, you have to make sure that you don't give them any sort of life with forced turnovers. And I thought the second period we did that. First period, if we can contain that and bottle that up and play all three periods that way, you give yourself a better chance to win that game. Have to understand your limitations, have to play within that. Can't give a dangerous team like Toronto as many chances as we did in the second.
A couple guys are blaming a lack of discipline maybe for some of the errors. Can you chalk that up to youth? I mean, some of that retaliatory stuff, or is that, how did you see it?
I wouldn't see tonight's game any different from other games across the board. There were some penalties I like. There's some that obviously we have to control our stick, but nothing out of the ordinary with regards to game to game.
You feel that it was, I don't want to say an even call, but on that Morrissey penalty, it looked like he took a penalty after he was clearly interfered with there. I mean,
you know, I'm not one to call out the referee. There's all, like, this is a development league, not only for players but for referees, so they're learning the game themselves too. So it, you know, both teams, I'm sure there was calls that were on both sides that were missed, but I'm not one to single out a certain call in the game.
After losing the last game of the Marlies 9-0 on the road, do you prepare any different for this sort of rematch, this game, or do you see every game the same regardless?
You know, there are players in that room, they're professionals, they realize that the result in the last game was one that they weren't proud of, but it's taking the game in front of you and trying to have the structure and the opportunity with the way you're going to play the game in all three periods to win it. So it's a matter of just this game in front of us, and obviously the players, how they feel about the past one at the Ace Air Canada Centre that was lopsided in Toronto's favour, that's one I'm sure they banked.
Did you generate enough chances tonight, or is that kind of the way you have to play Toronto to have success against them?
First period generated a lot of chances. I thought the second, again, the turnovers, you know, gave us the inability to play in the offensive zone as much as we wanted. To the third period, I thought back and forth between both teams, chances were fairly even. But the second period, the turnovers cost us with regards to generate offensive chances. But I liked our start. I liked the way we came out of that room. And I liked the way that we created offensive in the offensive zone, and that stemmed from, again, being clean on our breakouts.
Scott Kozmaczyk, one of your top snipers, great shot. D didn't seem to get as much power play time tonight as maybe in past games. Was that a coincidence, or was there any particular reason for that?
There's only 10 spots on those power plays, so it's a matter of guys fitting in certain areas, who's a right shot, who's a left shot, who fits with certain strengths on those units. So Scott's been on the power play before. At times he's been on it as of late, but it's a matter of finding balance with all 10 players.
After being a healthy stretch, do you want more from Nick tonight?
I thought Nick was fine. I thought he was, for a young man, I thought he was, gave us what we thought we needed out of Nick Batan. He skated at speed. He was strong on the puck. I thought he went to the net, controlled the play. I liked Nick's game. I thought he was fine.
After putting the tandem of Kitchen and Morrissey together a few games ago, are you liking the way they're playing together?
I like the offensive side, the way that they read off each other on the ice. The defensive side of the puck, I don't have any concerns with it, no more than any other pairing that we have in our six-man unit. So you can tell when certain combinations go together, whether there's a spark there, and there's a spark between those two.